Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Fibre. Super fast broadband, perfect for busy homes to be online at the same time.
But I want to take a look at one or two things now in terms of the newspaper this morning. And they asked the big question in the Daily Express over a full article here. Is George Clooney the nicest man in showbiz? And it says here, there's an old adage in show business that you should always be nice to people on your way up because you're bound to meet them again on your way down. It's certainly a mantra that George Clooney has taken to heart. This week, one of his oldest friends, Randy Gerber, is that what he's called? Mr. Cindy Crawford to a lot of people. He revealed that the star gifted 14 of his closest friends $1 million each for helping him when he was a struggling actor. See, the 56-year-old, two Oscars to his name, he's said to have invited his old pals to dinner and presented them with suitcases full of cash. His extraordinary act of generosity even extended to paying another $300,000 each to cover their tax bills for capital gains. At a time when bad behaviour in the movie industry is in the spotlight, Clooney, who comes from Kentucky and battled hard to get his big break, is now being hailed as the nicest man in Hollywood. And he was from royalty in some ways, the Irish background and all the rest of Rosemary Clooney, one of the big singer and actresses of the 1950s. In fact, I remember a picture at her funeral in 2002. He was a pallbearer at the funeral of that in Maysville, Kentucky, which is where they're all from, I think. But it's just later on, it just says here, away from the studio, Clooney is known for his humanitarian work and donations to good causes. He's been involved with the United Nations since 2008, and his work has included trying to find a solution to the Darfur conflict in Sudan, which had claimed the lives of hundreds of thousands of civilians. Raised funds for victims of 9/11, also the Haiti earthquake as well, the tsunami. It's easy to be cynical about Hollywood stars attaching themselves to good causes, but much of Clooney's generosity is unsung. He doesn't seek recognition from any of his kind acts, which, although seemingly trifling, mean the world to those involved. But certainly mean the world to me. I wish I was a friend of George Clooney's. What was I going to say? That's a lot of... That guy I mentioned earlier on, Mr. Cindy Crawford, isn't he the guy that George Clooney did the tequila with about 4 years ago because they wanted to make their own tequila and they sold it to Diageo or something recently for $1 billion. Fantastic. Now, bad side of Hollywood. Yeah, I know there's been a lot of stories, obviously, and the tattered reputation of one of the most powerful people ever in Hollywood, which is Harvey Weinstein. But Salma Hayek has come out now. Wow. I mean, some of the details. I'll just give you headlines. But she says that she was sexually harassed and propositioned by Harvey Weinstein for close to a decade. And it's a big thing that she published yesterday in the New York Times. She revealed that for many years she rebuffed Weinstein's demands for showers, naked massages, oral sex and threesomes, and very heavy sort of stuff. She said the Mexican actress also detailed her experience with Weinstein's notorious temper, claiming he once told her, "I'll kill you and don't think I can't." And there's a lot more details than that. Now, let me see. Food. Food, which is not the closest thing to my heart compared to some people I know. There's one here, the Irish Daily Mirror, and it has a story about an Irish takeaway. In fact, a lot of stuff about Irish stuff in the top 100. Basically, a burrito from an Irish takeaway has come second in the top 100 most ordered meals in the world this year. We are truly a nation of takeaway lovers, as dishes from 8 restaurants from our country made the list. 8 in the top 100. Dublin's Boojum, it narrowly missed out of the top spot to a Le Fernandines, is that what it's called? A cheeseburger from the Lille-based restaurant Big Fernand's. That's the list compiled from data from over 30,000 restaurants that work with Deliveroo all over the world. So Boojum, which have I ever had a proper burrito in my life? But anyway, I do know Boojums because my kids know about it. And do you ever go past in Dublin? I know anyway. Go kind of Leeson Street into Stephen's Green over towards kind of the bottom in the middle of Wexford Street, and then you go into Kevin Street. Is Kevin Street the next one? I think it is. Anyway, beside the college there, and there's a big Boojums there, and it's absolutely huge. And a Boojum's Toojum is what it's called. And anyway, a Boojum's Toojum from the chain's Belfast outlet also made the, there's always a queue outside the shop there in Dublin, made the top 10 in 6th place alongside a cheeseburger from Five Guys in London, a Tripletta pizza from Tripletta in Paris, and a chicken salad bowl from Singapore, amongst others. And in fact, the Irish ones just that are there, there's a ramen in Cork that's at number 77, a black bean chicken thingy, a teriyaki Don Bury in Wagamama in Dublin, that's a 78, a steak and cheese sub from Subway in Dublin also at 84, and I might as well give you the other ones, chicken tenders from Rockets in Dublin at 92, Parma pizza from Pompeii Pizza in Cork at 94, and then the fresh North Atlantic cod from Beshef Brothers in Dublin at 97. And that's Deliveroo, who deliver all these things and say which are the best and the most important and etc. And on the subject of taking stuff inside, maybe too much of it for Christmas, was that a bit of a kind of, no, that wasn't a very good link at all. I want to talk about these wine glasses here that are in the papers. And I think a lot of people would know this and don't want to admit it. This is in The Guardian today. 51551, by the way, is our text. Because it says here, this is about the UK, of course, not about us. Our Georgian and Victorian ancestors may have enjoyed a Christmas tipple, but judging by the size of the glasses they used, they probably drank less wine than we do today. Scientists are great. At the University of Cambridge, they found that the capacity of wine glasses has ballooned nearly sevenfold. Wow. Over the past 300 years. Ah, 300 years, okay. Rising most... There must have been nothing in the first one. Tymbal. Yes, the past 300 years. Rising most sharply in the past two decades in line with the surge in wine consumption. Wine glasses have swelled in size. Oh, here I am back at the programme doing all this stuff again. 66 millilitres, okay, in the early 1700s to 449 millilitres today. A change that may have encouraged us to drink far more than is healthy. A typical wine glass 300 years ago would only have held about a half of today's smallest official measure of 125 millilitres. There you go. Basically, you're drinking too much wine. That's really what it's all about. Now, Dublin councillors last night voted in favour of removing the freedom of the city from Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. And I'll be on the news there, just talking about some of the details of it and some of the official figures that come out in terms of the terrible stuff that's happening there and some of the other figures that come out from those on the front line. Also, just on the front page here of the Irish Times this morning, good picture of Katie Taylor and Jessica McCaskill in action last night at the WBA lightweight title match at York Hall in Bethnal Green in London. She described the bout as the toughest fight of my life, but she retained the title after a very tough fight. Basically, the unanimous decision by the judges gave her first successful title defence. Congratulations to Katie Taylor once again. Also, I wanted to give you one last one here, which has been in the news now. It's been going along for a while, and it's fascinating stuff. If you know about these kind of things, I'd say Dave here, who's on sound, there he is, yeah. I'd say he's well into this now. You know, he's seen Star Wars twice already, the new Star Wars. How is that actually possible? Been shown twice, or Jesus, I don't know. Anyway, he's seen it twice already. He's a major Star Wars fan, and he knows not to talk to me too much about it. But anyway, there's a picture here in the paper this morning of Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran. He tries his hand with a lightsaber at the premiere of Star Wars, The Last Jedi, at the Savoy Cinema last night, and looks like he's losing. I think the Stormtroopers are beating him on that one. Anyway, the point is that the real life stuff, are you interested? Would you be interested in this stuff here, Dave? Look, it's fascinating stuff. A project searching for intelligent life in the cosmos is going to check the first known interstellar asteroid for signs of alien technology. Now, as I say, this has been around for the last week or two or three. But a kind of a Russian Elon Musk type is kind of putting his back behind it with loads of money. The odd-shaped object was detected as it sped towards the sun. This was like, you know, 6 or 7 weeks ago. Its properties suggested it originated around another star, making it the first such body to be spotted in our cosmic neighbourhood. Now, it's pretty fascinating stuff because an initiative backed by, here he is, the billionaire Yuri Milner, will use a radio telescope to listen for signals from it. And the team's efforts will begin around now, this week, with astronomers observing the asteroid, which is currently speeding away from our solar system across four different radio frequency bands. Fascinating. It says here, his Breakthrough Listen program is what it's called, released a statement which read, researchers working on long-distance space transportation have previously suggested that a cigar or needle shape is the most likely architecture for an interstellar spacecraft since this would minimise friction and damage from interstellar gas and dust. And finally, it's called Oumuamua. Oumuamua's presence within our solar system affords Breakthrough Listen an opportunity to reach unprecedented sensitivities to possible artificial transmitters and demonstrate our ability to track nearby fast-moving objects. This one will run and run. This one is not over yet, I can tell you. A lot of money going into that. Check it out. Looks like a big, huge cigar. So our Christmas party was a total disaster last year. A fierce fight broke out amongst some of the employees. This is so factual, so matter-of-fact as a text. Okay, a fierce fight broke out amongst some of the employees. Three guards. Squad cars were called and five employees were arrested. It was the company's fault because they gave out too much free drink, says John, Your Honour. Okay, mentioning Singapore, by the way, the best restaurant I ever saw was in a food court there. Pig's Guts Soup was on the signboard over the door. God, you'd have to try Pig's Guts Soup, wouldn't you? Now, you have to try this too, because a world of wonder awaits you this Christmas at Arnott's, and they want you to share your most wonderful memories with us. Everyone has a special Christmas memory that sticks out in their mind, right? So here's the question. Do you have family traditions that have added to the wonder of Christmas in your home? Is there someone in your life who always makes Christmas your favourite time of year? But we want to hear your most wonderful Christmas stories and memories by email, first of all, if you like, to ryan@rte.ie, okay? ryan@rte.ie. And we have fantastic prizes from Arnott's all this week for the best memories. Everything from DeLonghi coffee machines, Roberts internet radios, LG televisions, Dyson hairdryers and hampers from Mac and Joe Malone in London. So get cracking, ryan@rte.ie. Let's take a break.